Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test. Happy, happy Tuesday to you. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. So welcome, welcome to Untapped Potential right here on TDN Radio. This is where we stop by each and every Tuesday to get powered up and energized for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. And just to take stock of where we are with accomplishing those goals. So have you made the calls that you need to make? Have you sent the email? Have you done the follow-up, whether you're trying to get back into school, you're trying to organize your finances, whatever goals that you are working on. This is where we stop by every Tuesday to get powered up and energized and just to remind ourselves of the need to be consistent with our goals. And of course, if you're having difficulty remaining consistent, you will want to grab a copy of Push Past 10, the importance of creating that momentum that we sometimes all need to be consistent with our goals. So stay tuned for more information of how you can get your copy of Push Past 10. So again, welcome to the program. This is where we stop by every week. We have a great interview, a great discussion. We play some great music to get us energized for the week ahead. And we just remind ourselves of the importance of remaining consistent with our goals. So today is no exception. We have a great discussion coming up for you. We had a discussion on the importance of empowering our women in Dominica. We had a discussion with Mrs. Delia Weeks, Mrs. Annette Sanford, and Mrs. Rosie Felix out of Dominica. So you will want to stay tuned for that interview. But in the meantime, let us go ahead and enjoy this number. It is a song from the Calypsonian in Dominica. Her name is Mystery, and she sings about Coco Stick. And I want to commend the Shodan Mascam Calypso organization in Dominica, because I think what they've done this year is simply brilliant. Normally, independent season ends the first week of November, and then we have to wait until the first week of December for Calypso season to begin. And this year, they've gone ahead and began the Calypso season the second week of November. So on Friday, November 10th, we had a great Mascam Showdown Calypso presentation on Facebook Live. It was also available in person, so those in Dominica could go in and enjoy it at a restaurant in Dominica. So I want to commend them, because sometimes in Dominica, there's always this lull in activities, and I'm always thinking, why don't we just jump right into the next activity, because everyone is already pumped up and ready for activity, and generate the income that so many of these organizations continue to claim that they are lacking, and you know, things are hard. So this is one way to generate the income that the Calypso Association in Dominica needs. So I just wanted to take a minute to commend them for seeing the importance importance of jumping right into the action right after the independence, the Creole season celebrations in Dominica. So again, let's enjoy this number from Mystery, a song entitled Coco Stick, and then we're going to go right into our Facebook interview, our Facebook conversation with the ladies in Dominica as we talk about if our mentality towards women is still very antiquated in Dominica. So enjoy this number and then stay tuned for the interview.
Coco sticks. Coco sticks.
Something to earn a living, I must dress sexy for my customers to see. When they see the product, they will support me. I try selling fig,
that not selling.
Dashin and Christophin,
that not selling.
But when I started selling my cocoa sticks, people talking,
something happened.
People talking,
something happening. Cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it? Who buying it? Cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it? Who buying it?
If you want wet cocoa,
I selling it.
If you want dry cocoa,
you can get it. Cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it? Who buying it? Cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it?
Who buying it?
Cocoa sticks. Cocoa sticks.
Things really bad, things really bad. Who in the kitchen that feeling the heat? I might be smiling, but I know what I'm feeling. I have to try something to earn a living. I try selling pepper,
but pepper burning.
Baked sand aqua,
that not selling.
But when I advertise my cocoa sticks, everybody buying.
Cocoa selling,
money I making.
My cocoa selling, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it? Who buying it? Cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it? Who buying it?
If you want wet cocoa,
I selling it.
If you want dry cocoa,
you can get it. Cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it? Who buying it? Cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it?
Who buying it?
Cocoa sticks. Cocoa sticks.
Things picking up, things picking up. My cocoa production, I must export. Solutions like cocoa, tea and dumpling. My friends in Brooklyn like it with sardine. I went to World Bank for assistance, but so much red tape, I'm losing patience. But when I show them my cocoa stick size, people buy it.
My cocoa selling,
my sales rising.
My cocoa selling, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale, cocoa for sale. Who buying it? Who buying it? Cocoa.
Coco Vosel, Coco Vosel, Coco Vosel. Who buying it? Who buying it?
If you want wet cocoa,
I selling it.
If you want dry cocoa,
you can get it.
Any kind of cocoa, I selling it. Hot or cold cocoa, you can get it.
Coco Vosel, Coco Vosel, Coco Vosel. Who buying it?
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com. or call 877-698-9894.
Welcome to Roots Connections on Q. Today we are asking the very important question, as the world continues to change and evolve, is our attitude towards women and girls in Dominica still very antiquated? So ladies, here is where I want us to begin this evening. So let us go all the way back to the beginning of 2023, where we started the year talking about empowering women after the unfortunate deaths of Velma Valmond and Avenel Charles. Yes, we have to remember their names, at the hands of their domestic partners. Now, let's come back to today. And the question is, what actionable steps have we taken all year long to empower women? So this is one of the reasons I'm so happy we're having these conversations. And I'm happy to see the formation of Rosie Sparks Women Dominica, because our conversations are important, but these conversations need to be backed up with action. I think most of us would agree that the Attorney General's comments referring to Mrs. Sanford as a drumstick is only the tip of the iceberg. So today it is time to pull the curtains back on this issue and take a deeper look at the perceived role of women and girls in Dominica today. So, Annette, since the comments were directed at you, tell us a little bit more about your views on this entire situation. You're muted.
Okay. Firstly, I would just like to share this powerful poem by Maya Angelou. I'm just going to say two verses. It says, "Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatred, but still like air I'll rise." When I think of everything that transpired, stemming from being a presidential nominee, it really saddens my heart to see the level of discourse that is happening in Parliament right now. And it's not only with my particular situation, but it has been something that has been happening for a period of time, but it hasn't been addressed to this extent that is happening now. Primarily because most of the victims, for example, like Monel and even myself, and we have persons like Honorable Francisca Joseph and Honorable Ernie John Finn, perhaps we felt that we were in Parliament so we could have defended ourselves. But to have a presidential nominee out of Parliament and someone in Parliament, even more so the Attorney General, who is supposed to be a non-biased individual, someone who's neutral, someone who's supposed to represent both sides, the opposition and the government side, makes such a comment, I think that our parliament has stooped very low. And therefore, I am thrilled with the fact that Rosie Sparks have stepped up to put some order and to chart the way forward for authorizing politicians and to protect and provide a safe environment for women interested in going into politics. So for me as a woman, I believe it is very critical that we take this issue very seriously and that Levi resigns from the office. There are other situations, we can read the news, individuals who would just willingly step down if something like that happens. But in Dominica, I think it's more of a power fight. Individuals want to consistently stay in power, and they use that power to abuse people. And that is the situation with our country right now. So when we look at women in Dominica, women in the Kalinago territory, for instance, I must say that we have made some progress in terms of how we were before to where we are now. There are many women who have professional jobs working, providing for their families, women who are in distinguished position, like, for example, a president. But because of the political climate, I think it's more of a political fight. We have certain individuals in power wanting to use their power to abuse people and to have their way at all times. And to me, that is what I think is happening with our country. People are being victimized, particularly our women. Our girls are being neglected, especially if they are not of a specific political party. And I am sure that if I were, for example, the Dominica Labour Party nominee, they would have find a list of good things to say about me. I would have been the best candidate on the world. But because I am not part of the team, they would have find ways to try to make me look bad, try to denigrate me and make me feel less of a person. So the fight in Dominica, I believe, it's more political. Men abusing women because of the power that they hold, and they continue to do so.
Thank you, Alambi, for letting me know I was muted. I was truly stunned when I heard the comments coming from the Attorney General. Rosie, Delia, your thoughts on that incident?
Thanks, Simone, and well said, Annette. Of course, Annette is right, and you too, Simone, when you said this is just a tip of the iceberg, because there have been many other instances of verbal abuse of women in the House of Parliament and on political platforms, and beyond the verbal abuse, which is just as bad as physical and sexual and other types of abuse, there's a lot of abuse of women going on, not just in homes, like the cases you referenced when you started the show, the program, like the murder of the women at the beginning of the year. There's a lot of emotional murders of women who in public offices where women go to seek employment, scholarships, job promotion, and so on. But specific to the Levi Peter issue, when I first heard it, it occurred to me, like, you know, because of the position of the man, the Attorney General of Dominica, it appeared to me like he was endorsing abuse of yes. of women in the House and anywhere, because whether we believe it or not, and it's a fact, children, young people, followers of leaders, we look at our leaders, we look at our people in position, and we tend to emulate, we tend to copy what they do. We tend to look to them for the clue, you know, as to what they say that is okay and what is not okay. And it was very, very disappointing, to say the least, that a man in this position would bring down one woman. At the same time, he was raising one, he was bringing down the other. And it's just so shameful, so disgraceful, that when I heard it, it just stood up in my heart. Listen, it's just not enough to call and just condemn this statement of this honorable man. We needed to do something more than that.
Yeah, and let us say attempt to bring down, because we know the warrior that Annette Sanford is. So use the expression attempt to bring down, because we can see from her poem, she will continue to rise despite the challenges. So Delia, let's come to you for your thoughts on that situation.
Well, Simone, when I initially heard the statement, I was in shock.
Me too.
I couldn't really believe that I was hearing what I was hearing. Mm-hmm. And to be very honest, that day I was so angry that I decided I was not going to write anything, because I know if I had written something on that day, I would not have had the control, and I would not have been able to put my thoughts together in a way that made sense. I prayed about it. I slept on it. And the following day, I was able to pen something that somehow, I think, opened the eyes of a lot of people. And a number of things stood out for me. Number one, not just a man, but a person in a very high position. Because as I said to people, had it been a drunkard on the street who had uttered this nonsense in a drunken stupor, nobody would have paid any attention. But you are in parliament. You are supposedly an unbiased, non-politician. And yet still, you have the audacity to attack another human being and reduce that person to less than human. Mm-hmm. That cannot be acceptable. Now, I will tell you something, Simone. When I wrote what I wrote on Facebook, I knew that I was going to get blows. But when a soldier signs up or enlists in the army, even in time of peace, a soldier knows there's a possibility that war may break out. There's a possibility that I may end up on the battlefront. And if I do, there's a possibility I may come home in a body bag. The soldier prays that if I end up on the battlefront, I return home in whole and functional. But if that soldier is afraid to die, that is not a soldier at all. So I am not surprised at the reaction of people. Some people understood where I was coming from, and they were able to sift through and see the issue for what it was as it was presented. Other people chose to become super political, which is the norm in Dominica, everything is mired in colors. Even if they know that you are a registered member of the party, if you say something that is not complimentary, then automatically they begin to question whether you drank something else, whether you've been influenced by somebody else, because you cannot be a level-headed thinking person. But be that as it may, I am not afraid. I did not get to where I am in my life by being afraid. I did not start off being as brave as I am now, and I still have far to go. But I just want to use the opportunity to begin to sound a clarion call, to tell right thinking people, people who have functional gray matter, your brain still working then. Do not just listen to what people tell you. Stop for a moment, analyze. Ask yourself, is that really what happened? Seek for evidence. And if you are prepared to make a statement or to take action, be prepared to stand by what you believe. It is not always going to be roses or rosy like Nurse Rosie. And even when you have roses, remember, with all the beauty, you have thorns among there for whatever reason. So fear, for me, is fake emotions appearing real. And those of us who believe in a God who did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit, he gave us power, a sound mind, we have to use that to improve our lives and the lives of everybody around us. And remember, there are only 6 degrees of distance between you and everybody else on the face of the earth. So our actions need to speak for us. We need to know who we are and what we are willing to stand for, else we're going to fall for anything and everything.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that, Delia. And you know, this is such a systematic situation. And I wanted to jump right into the conversation, but I can already see we're going to have a great engagement with our folks on Facebook. Marceline Edwards says, what's the difference between drunken alcohol stupor and drunk on disrespect? So I can already tell that our Facebook members will give a great contribution. We say good evening to everybody joining us on Facebook. Keep the comments coming. Good evening to David Johnson, Mr. Gordon Henderson. It was great meeting you in Dominica. Jennifer Coffey and everybody else who's on the Facebook Live, keep the comments coming. We will get back to them. So like we mentioned at the beginning, this is the tip of the iceberg. So Anna's situation is not an isolated incident, but this has been such a systematic problem for such a long time. I mean, we can date the abuse of women all the way back to slavery. Right? The other day, I was having a conversation with my mom. She was telling me about the toxic work environment where men were placing bets on which woman they would, have encounters with. Even I had my own experiences being a flight attendant and having pilots say to me, you know, water is scarce in the hotel. You want to shower together? Right. So all those are examples of sexual harassment, especially in the workplace. So how do we wrap our minds about this? How do we take steps to correct this ill that has plagued our society for so long? And I know, Annette, you have to leave in a little while. So let us begin with you, because this is such an issue that seems to be bigger than each one of us, that has plagued our society for so long. Right? How do we combat this issue?
For me, one of the primary ways I think that we can start is with the family. I believe that strong families will definitely help children to grow up in ways that, teach them good ways, you know, good manners, good traits that they could grow up in society in a way that they will treat women right and they will treat little girls right. So it has to begin with the little ones. You cannot try to fix things without reaching out to the children. So the family has to be very strong. It has to have good morals. The parents have to be very solid and be able to guide them. Then you would move on to having policies and ensuring that these policies are implemented. Right now in Dominica, we do have policies that protect women. As you may have heard earlier this year, laws were enforced to protect women. But the issue is we have a lot of institutions of states that are not functional, primarily because a majority of these individuals working in these places are political, I would say. So because they support a party, if the individual or the offender belongs to that team, then they will find ways to allow that person to walk free or not face the full consequence of what they did. And so this is becoming a major, major problem. We see murderers walking free. We see persons abusing our young girls, having no penalty at all, going out on bail, and all these issues. So we need to have our policies enforced. The officers, the policemen, they need to do their jobs. I have had several instances where I personally went out to report domestic abuse cases to the police, and they were like, it's a boyfriend girlfriend thing, we don't want to get involved. Just this year, I had to be very forceful with one of the officers, and I said, but laws were enforced this year. How can you not say that you are not even going to look at what is happening or even find some information as to what's really happening to the individual? And then they said, that is true. We have to go and find some ways. But then in some areas, like in Dominica, for example, it's just problems upon problems, because for us, sometimes the police officers don't have a vehicle. So that affects their work. So if you make a report, how are they going to get to the homes in the communities, especially if it's very far? Then some of them are not trained in that area as well. So you have to look at the different factors of how you can assist. And there are so many different ways and so many things that you can do with training the police officers in various fields, mental health, child development, child protection, and all of these things can assist. You can also find ways to have all these sectors collaborate, because oftentimes you find there is a gap between how they communicate. So women abused may go to the police to do the report, but the police wouldn't report to the Bureau of Gender Affairs because there's a lack of communication. There have also been times when persons go to do the report, but they are not taken seriously, or they have to wait very long hours and go through this tedious process of having to repeat themselves a number of times. And as a victim, you can get really frustrated with the system. Mm-hmm. So having a specific sector within the police force or the police community, you can have women who are abused go directly to that sector and get the help and they need immediately, without having to go through all the different areas within the police force, make a report here, then move to another area. So that would be one way to help. And just ensuring that our laws are enforced and that the policemen do their jobs. Mm-hmm. I think that is one of the ways to go. But for me, one of the fundamental key is to ensure that our families are solid, our children are trained, and our children are passed on with the appropriate information to be able to grow up learning to respect women and to do better in whatever capacity they have to do in terms of treating women right.
Yeah, Annette, you're absolutely correct. And we will look at the socialization of our children in a little while. But you're so correct, because I've heard of incidences where women have gone to report domestic abuse and the police officers are saying, like you said, that's a boyfriend-girlfriend issue, pretty much saying they will not get involved. And also telling the young lady, well, maybe you should be a little bit more gentle. Maybe you should not raise your voice so much, kind of just demeaning her. So I think that this is the opportunity to really get the police trained to recognize domestic abuse and to intervene rather than downplaying what the person may be experiencing. So Rosie and Delia, let's come over to you as we talk about how do we combat this systematic abuse that has plagued Dominica and the rest of the world for generations.
Well, Simone, what I would say is that the change has to begin with us. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that we have buried deep within our psyche, that even we as women, we are enablers. And what I mean by that is we blame victims. So for example, if a woman is in a relationship and there is some sort of abuse between she and her partner, and she may decide, okay, for the moment, I am moving back to my mother's house, then her mother may look at her and ask her, what did you do to make him do that to you? Mm-hmm. So women are held accountable for a lot of things that happen to them. Also, we find that our economic situations sometimes play a big role in how much control we feel we have over our lives. And sometimes people soften us up. And especially if the right principles are not drummed into you from very early, be satisfied with what you have. Make do. Do not envy. Somebody is coming to offer you. And most times people may offer initially appearing as angels of light. Mm-hmm. And when the real person starts coming on board, then people begin to make excuses. They will tell you, oh yes, he slapped you, but he's a very good provider. Look at how he takes care of you or whatever. And we have a lot of pervading thoughts in the society. So for example, you would have a woman who's in a serious relationship and she may go out and she's looking very attractive and the people still ask, did your husband, did your boyfriend see you when you left the house? Because you are a perpetual girl, so you have to get permission to look nice. Okay? And, you know, there are so many other things that we accept it as normal. And until we can begin to unlearn these things, until we can remind our children, and notice I didn't say girls, because a lot of times we place a lot of emphasis on women and girls, and we forget that we live in societies that are made up of men and women. And a lot of the ills of societies come up based on interactions. So if we teach our girls how to be good girls, and we do not teach our boys how to be good boys, so it's fine, our girls are to be good girls, and our boys are to be macho, so we have the double standards, that we continue to perpetuate, then we see those things showing up and we don't even understand that these are the very things that we have cultivated within the confines of our homes. When we begin from very early to segregate and to separate the tasks that boys and girls must do.
Yes.
Boys must do the outside work. They must carry the water. They must sweep the yard. They must go and tie the animals. And the girls must live a sheltered life. And when you're going out, your brother must take care of you. Then it builds a sort of dependency syndrome in women. And we see it replicated when women begin to behave as if they must have a man in their life. It doesn't matter to them if that person is abusive or non-supportive, but I would rather have a not so good man than no man at all.
Mm-hmm.
We see it when you have a professional woman who reaches a certain age and she is apparently not in any relationship, not in any romantic entanglement. And people ask, what is wrong with you? Who says that anything is wrong with her? And people begin to make up all kinds of stories. Maybe she's a lesbian, because a woman cannot, of her own free will, be professionally trained and be single. Something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then they begin to pick on women and harass women and tell them about the biological clock is ticking. How do you even know whether that woman wants to have children? She may have grown up in a situation where she made a decision that I do not want to have children. She's obligated to have children. And if you are married and you and your husband do not have any children, what wrong with you? He cannot make, you cannot make, something is wrong. And people sometimes humiliate women who are unable to conceive. And these things are things that we don't even think about. And a lot of times it is women who do these things to women. And we do not correct our male people, our boys. They come home late and we don't scold them. But if the girl is out, then you have something else. But we are seeing a total explosion right now,
mm-hmm,
where women are fighting back. And not necessarily in a good way, because it's as if we've been oppressed for so long. So we go from one end of the spectrum to another. And so they're out into exhibitionism and doing all sorts of things that really isn't what we are talking about when we're talking about empowering women, letting women live up to their full potential.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of work that needs to be done. And we can begin simply by speaking kind words into people who are younger than us. Compliment young people on simple things that we might take for granted because we were brought up to do certain things. They may not know how to do it. And when they do it, we need to compliment them. The very same way we are very quick to call them out when they do bad. We speak a lot about the police officers, and yes, the situation is sad, but we must understand too that the police officers are operating within a society where you have, when women's skins burn them at the time that they're being abused, yes, they want the police to come so that the abuse can stop. But they are the very ones who, after they've listened to their friends telling them, but he was taking care of you, and if you leave him, where are you going to live, and so on. And they are the very ones who will not show up for court and who will also give the police a very hard time I remember there was one situation where a guy beat his girlfriend and he actually broke her arm. He was arrested. And by the time she had her cast on, she passed a few days later and told off the arresting officer because he wanted her man to go to jail. And you're laughing, but this is not a laughing matter.
Wow, and incredible.
If he's sleeping with his wife, then she will be the one, her boyfriend in jail, and she'd have nobody to take care of her and so on. So what are we as women taught? What are we willing to accept? What are our standards? Let us begin with our children, the most impressionable ones. Tell them and make them understand that they are beautiful. If you wait for somebody to tell them that by the time they start blossoming and the little titties start growing and all of that, that person may be telling them that with an ulterior motive. But if you teach them from home, you are beautiful, you are precious, you are unique, then that child, some people might even say, she's full of herself. Yes. Let us grow a generation of people who are self-assured. So even when somebody whose behavior does not match their position in society utters pure rubbish, then we develop the dashing leaf mentality, because your words won't even touch me. They will roll off my back. And if your words happen to hurt somebody else, I will be there to stand with that person, man or woman. And that is how, little by little, we're going to build a strong society from the ground up.
Yes, very well said. And Janelle Colombo Massicott says, awesome presentation. So thank you for that, Delia. Rosie, give me a minute. Can you keep your notes on the question I asked before? Because I want to go first to Annette due to her time constraints, and just let her tell us more about the Rosie Sparks Women Dominica. What are your goals, your objectives, your mission, and how do you plan on accomplishing them? Through education, through action. What is the mission of your group? And then, Rosie, I promise I'll come to you.
Dr. Simone, I will rather let Rosie speak to that. To be honest with you, when this all started, the support from women like Mrs. Weeks, Mrs. Dublin Prince, and Rosie herself, when she reached out to me the evening, we spoke about what is it that we could do to protect upcoming parliamentarians. And she said, you know, Annette, let me sleep on it. I will get back to you tomorrow. And that is how it began. So when she when she got back to me the next day, it just started, and we just kept working at different things. So she has really been like, we have the name Rosie Sparks. She has really been the spark that has really inspired myself and the other women in the group to continue to fight for this. She has really motivated us and has kept the group together and been leading on most of the initiatives. So I would give her the honor of speaking about the group, speaking of what it is. And I am really honored to be part of it. I am really happy that this is happening, because I have seen the effects of it. I mean, women in parliament have really been abused from the opposition side. And the sad thing about it is the women on the other side, oftentimes you would hear them clapping and laughing, and you wonder, I mean, have we really made any progress in women's rights and, you know, advocating for women in Dominica because of how the other side behaves? And I think we need to come to a point where we get to look at issues outside of the politics. We get to dissect friends away from your workplace, you know, that kind of thing, where where sometimes we tend to be afraid to say certain things because of who we are associated with, or because that person is our friend, or that person is our employer, and we allow things to continue to build and get worse. I think we need to come to a point where we have to draw the line and create certain standards on where we would like to be and what we would like to see for our children. So I will just let Rosie speak to that, to the group. And then if, of course, I can add anything, I will do so.
Yes. So go ahead, Rosie, jump in. Since we started the conversation on the group, jump in. And I will give you an opportunity to talk about the systematic abuse of women as well. But given the time constraints with Annette, I want you to jump in and tell us. And then if there's anything you can add, Annette, you can go ahead as well.
Okay, so so yes, we already our running when we hit the road, our first motto was or is in defense of Mad Dominic and her children. Mm-hmm. So while we started off, yes, with the focus on women in parliament. And I'm happy that Delia spoke to our boys and girls, our women and men. We have been hammering the fact it's our families, the children in the families. The men, the women are not happy. The men are not happy either. And it's a collaborative effort. Whether women are married or not, we are in on the journey of life together as men and women. And we want to empower Mad Dominic and her children. For now, as I said, we started off with the incidents of Levi Peter and I'm launching this attack on Annette. And Annette represents all the women of Dominica, and all the women of Dominica we represent Mad Dominic. So that is our objective there, to defend, to empower Mad Dominic and her children, with some of course focus on women and one. Of course the group is small, but we have received it's more than the seven of us. By the way, we have two men. We have two Rosie Sparks men, my husband Ronnie Felix and Mervyn John Baptist, who was on the road with us from day one. And so it's about women and men, because we need to do this together. The public here and Dominicans abroad have thrown their support behind us, and we'll be using their monies beyond the campaign of Levi Peter resign and be the very last politician to degrade a woman in parliament.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Sanoke. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
And you've been listening to a portion of a conversation we had with Mrs. Delia Cuffey Weeks, Mrs. Rosie Felix, and Mrs. Annette Sanford about the antiquated mentality of the role of women in Dominica. So as you can tell, we have a long way to go with our mentality regarding girls and women in Dominica. So this was the first portion of the program, and I will bring you the second half of this program next week when we come back together. And just a reminder, of course, we're here every Tuesday Tuesday, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So that is 6:30 for Dominica time, because as you know, the time has changed here in the U.S. Oh, and I forgot our gratitude. I forgot to start the program with gratitude. So we are always grateful for anything that is positive that is going on with our life. We are grateful that we're getting to see another season. Autumn is here, fall is here. So we are enjoying the beauty of nature as we drive by. So we are grateful for the beauty of nature as we drive around. And we are grateful for God's blessings as we continue to see yet another season come into bloom. So I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the program, but we always like to start the program off with gratitude. So let us always remember to find something to be grateful for, even something as simple as waking up this morning. We have to find a reason to be grateful. So as we continue along here with the program, we are going to look at our tip of the week. And this week we are looking at four ways to jumpstart your end of year goals. So again, four ways to jumpstart your end of year goals. And this is brought to us by forcebrands.com, forcebrands.com, forcebrands.com. And it begins by saying, remember your New Year's resolutions, those ambiguous goals you set at the beginning of the year, whether they were professional or personal, big dreams or little wins. They very likely had growth and motivation in your mind. With the final quarter of the year upon us, it's never been a better time to revisit these goals. Here are some expert ways you can find the motivation to achieve all that you set out to accomplish this year. Tap into expert insight. One of the best books on the subject of goal setting is The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth About Extraordinary Results by Gary Kelly and Jay Papasan. So again, The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth About Extraordinary Results by Gary Kelly and Jay Papasan. This book addresses how to stay motivated so that you can prioritize your ambitions. It's a number one Wall Street Journal bestseller, New York bestseller, and it helps readers to focus their energy on one thing at a time to live more rewarding lives. Whether your goals are related to your career, finances, health, or relationships, this book is a great resource for tapping into the kind of motivation that's destined to achieve them. Find happiness. We all know that happiness is linked to productivity. Prioritize your happiness. The goals you are set are very likely designed to make you happy after all. The Harvard Study of Adult Development, which launched in 1938, is the longest scientific study of happiness ever conducted, found there are four key secrets to hacking your own happiness. The study traced people from their teenage years into old age and offers insight into what defines a good life. The finding reveals that happy people nurture good relationships, are not self-absorbed, surround themselves with good groups of people, and do not worry about what others think. So some really great information. Another one is Let It Go. This might sound counterintuitive, but one of the best ways to achieve your goals is to take a break from focusing on them. Research has proven that even taking micro breaks are healthy when it comes to our productivity and motivation. And here's one that's a little bit more obvious. Started on Sunday. This is an obvious one, but setting yourself up on Sunday for a productive, healthy, and happy week ahead is one of the best ways to achieve your goals. For inspiration on how other leaders, entrepreneurs, and career coaches get the week underway, check out Started on Sunday stories. Want more? Head over to our Instagram. So this is just directing you to the Instagram page. But again, a really good article as we see the end of the year is coming by very quickly. And we are still trying to make some headway on the goals that we have set for ourselves. So again, forcebrands.com. And the name of this article is 4 Ways to Jumpstart Your End of Year Goals. So here we are at the end of the program. It is always wonderful to be here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. I look forward to spending this time with you every Tuesday from 5:30 Eastern Standard Time as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So I hope you found great value in the information. I hope you found information that you can apply to your life and information that will help you to remain more consistent. And as always, for more information of everything that we do with Untapped Potential, Roots Connections, being consistent with your goals, you can head on over to pushpast10.com, pushpast10.com for more information. There you will also find information on past episodes that you may have missed along the way. So go ahead and click the past podcast information. There's access to our YouTube channel. If you're on Facebook, we are growing by leaps and bounds on Facebook. We have over 2 million visitors who stop by on Facebook every month. So we're very proud of that. So Push Past 10 is the handle everywhere. PUSHPAST10 on Facebook. And of course, pushpast10.com for more information. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential. We have so much going on in the way of trying to find ways to advance Dominica. While you're on Push Past 10, don't forget to pick up a copy of our latest project, the Dominica Puzzle Book, so we can find new and engaging ways to learn and celebrate our beautiful island, Dominica. So again, thank you for being here. I look forward to being in your company next week at the same time. And don't forget, your life story is your strength. Everything that you've faced in the past has prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember, stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, stay active until we meet again next week at the same time.